You ever had a deep fried hazy, Chief? I got just the thing for you. This is the perfect pour.
Oh man, is that?
Is that for the fair? Because the fair is
that was
in town?
My fair intro.
That's Scotty. Yeah. Scotty B. Is that his fair beer?
Chief.
That's his entry for this year. He's deep fried hazies.
Oh my god, deep fried beer. Hazies. Love it.
If any home brewer could figure it out, it's It's Scotty.
So can
B.
we? Yeah, can we start dry hopping with deep fried hops?
Oh, you...
Yes, please do that.
Battered and deep fried.
Yeah, we're the fair stand with deep fried hops.
Yummy.
Come on, bring that big Fresno fair. Welcome to the Perfect Pour! It's a show about having the fun with the beers. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
We're going to be hanging out with you talking about the beers we were drinking earlier this week. Beers we're looking out to drink. Drink beers currently. And the listeners are going to call us and they're going to tell us stuff. We're going to talk about some beer culture. We're just going to have some fun. It's the 530th episode of the Perfect Pour.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's what my body says every episode. Like, holy shit, man. We're still doing this. I'm like, yeah, we are, body. Keep it up.
You got to roll out there.
Yeah, just keep going. Oh. He's like, really? You were going to go to work tomorrow? Oh, yeah, we're going to work tomorrow. Never missed a shift because of this show.
Oh, I've got a big day tomorrow too.
Oh boy! Yep.
Well, actually, it was a big day.
Welcome
yesterday.
To it, Rad Stacy. Nick and I been living this life 530 rough mornings at work.
530 doses of Advil and Pepto. Like,
why every Friday morning? You're like this, Nick. I don't know. Just damn.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. No idea. It's a big mystery.
Yeah.
I will say that since I added bowling onto Wednesdays, it's gotten a little bit more hectic for me.
Like, you got a lot going on.
On paper, it looked fine. And now, but the way I feel, I'm just like, fuck.
You'll learn. You're young still, Rad Stacy. You'll learn when you get older. Just to pare down your activities. Just
no sports. No sports ball on Wednesdays.
Yeah, don't do anything strenuous.
You may be the first person to refer to bowling as sports ball, but that is the most accurate.
Hey, for us, that's like, man, that's pretty grueling. Bowling, I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, because I mean, I have to drink beer while I'm bowling, so I'm already like a half a sheet to the wind. But right. By the time I roll into this thing,
the thing about bowling is you got to get up, sit down, and then get back up again. There's a lot of sitting and getting back up again. It's like,
and then you get back up when you're like, oh shit, it's actually not my turn. I just like was jumping the gun, and then you look like an asshole standing up there
when you're getting antsy.
Just stretching, guys.
And then I got to ice my shoulder because I'm just like really cranking the balls down the lane at 17 miles an hour.
That's when you're really into the bowling, man. You're less like, I can't wait to my turn. Everyone's like, settle down, Mike.
There was a guy that said to me tonight, he was like, man, he's like, you throw a really fast ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm a woman.
I'm like, is this small talk? Like,
right.
I'm like, so do you.
Fast ball for a woman.
I'm like, yeah, my pendulum is pretty powerful.
Okay.
That's I get my power from my hazy, deep fried hazy.
My deep fried hazy hopped IPA.
I was drinking a anchovy smell of money from Marto Brewing Company, a beer donated to the show by Bay Cyclone. Out there in Iowa. There. An Iowa brewery. And then I just opened an Easy Smash West Coast IPA from Persuasion. And that's a Modesto brewer. And I'm going to assume this is a Wazoo Corvette. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure it's Wazoo Corvette beer. I'm drinking North San Joaquin Valley beer called Easy Smash. It's good.
Can you taste the North Valley in every sip?
Yeah. I get that.
Definitely. Can you taste the road closure?
Yeah, definitely getting that 99 road closure kind of pistachio orchard.
Old high speed rail bridge.
I am enjoying a Ratio Beer Works Stay Gold Oktoberfest Lager that was donated to me by Colin and Janine in the back of their Tesla.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Exchange happened.
That's great.
Backdoor beers.
And Elon watched the whole thing through his network.
Probably.
He's got a whole room where he watches all the Teslas. And sees what's going on.
That's so creepy. Yeah, he's just like in his big dome. He's like a freaking what's his ass from X-Men.
Right. Yeah. He's Professor Xavier. He's just
Xavier.
He's just watching everybody.
Cerebro.
Is that why they built the sphere? Is that where that's the sphere in Las Vegas cam videos?
Yeah, he's puts on the inside the helmet, and he's like, "Link me in."
He's like, "Oh, I see an illegal beer exchange in the back seat in Colorado."
He's like, "Oh shit, it's in Denver. I can't touch those people. It's weird enough.
I can't get there." they have Illuminati is there in Denver. I can't go there.
Apparently, Ratio is T-Bags' favorite brewery in Denver, and I know he hates being called T-Bags, which is why I call him that. He knows
it.
I'm allowed.
Well, you Clovisians can fight amongst yourselves. That's fine. Okay.
he doesn't even claim Clovis anymore. He like makes fun of it.
He's from Clovis, everyone. Totally back.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, he's a cool dude.
I've heard. I don't know how he is.
You can be so cool and be from Clovis, but he did it.
He could. Yeah, this beer is super good. It's only 4.8% on the Alex. It's just a great, like, crushable little beer. But that was an awesome brewery. Really awesome brewery. Highly recommend if you go to Denver. It's a good Ratio.
All right. What are you drinking?
It's a little bit loud.
It's a little bit loud.
Uh-oh. It's a little loud.
Uh-oh.
I was like, can we sit outside? It's kind of loud. And they were like, gosh, Stacey, you're so
wow.
So old. And I'm like, yeah, well, I can't fucking hear you, so we need to go outside.
I need to hear what Colin and Janine are saying.
I'm assuming you're agreeing with me.
Yeah, actually, I could tell that both of them were like, yeah, let's go outside. It's kind of loud.
Yeah.
So. And it was late. I had been flying. Yeah. We went to Odell first.
Oh, well, we'll learn all about it in Big Cod Drinking later on this episode.
Yeah, but I might forget.
No, I won't forget. I'll be sharp as hell. Everyone knows the second hour of this show, I am with it, very sharp.
The second hour?
Yeah. Hour two, I am on point. I've got all the things, arrows crossed, arrows.
Oh, you have your bullet pointed.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have like a PowerPoint in front of you that just pointed, scans through?
That's what he does with most of his week. He makes PowerPoints for show notes.
Yep.
Can you share your Google Doc with me so I can follow along?
That's not a terrible idea, actually, Red Sassy. I do use Google Docs on my phone as a note-taking measure.
Let me know when I'm supposed to go get that beer that we're supposed to taste together.
I highly recommend it. If you want to write notes and do some little writing, I would use Google Docs because then you can get on when you're on your computer, your PC computer, you can pull up the Google Docs that you're using on your phone. And if you just
I use Google Docs at the funeral home. We use Google Docs for like everything.
If you just use the notes, you can't take them to the PC.
Wait, have you tried to see if Field Notes has an app?
They do. It's like weird. It's like a, or no, I'm thinking of Moleskine. Moleskine's app is weird. I don't think Field Notes has an app.
Damn it.
Honestly, just the word Moleskine makes me feel weird.
Welcome to the show.
Well,
if we've gotten by this long without making you feel weird, then we're sorry.
It takes a lot to make me feel weird, and then like it's unexpected things that will actually trigger me. Right. My God, it makes me feel
no, I'm not.
Well, we gotta do, Mikey. We gotta do better.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. We have not weirded out weird. Yeah, Rad Stacy. Weird Stacy. Weird Stacy is not rad yet.
New handle. I'll switch it up.
Weird. That's a new band. Weird Stacy and the Moleskines.
Weird Stacy and the Moleskines? Yeah. I love it. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it.
Damn it. Come on, culture. Play.
Come on. Culture.
Who wants to throw out their first culture item, Nick?
Oh boy.
We're about to jump into the deep end.
Diving deep. So I started with tonight. I started with the Feist beer from There Does Not Exist. Mostly because of the label.
Fist beer.
Label by.
Label by. In other words, I don't have any culture, so I'm just going to jabber on for a minute.
This is culture.
This is culture. I might have found a hazy that I finally like.
What?
Oh, no. Shoot. What about it do you like? I must know.
Low on that cloudy weirdness that hazies bring to the beer.
It's a misty
mountain top. It's bitter. It's bitter and hoppy and pleasant. And it doesn't annoy me feeling like I'm drinking orange juice.
See that. And that's the thing right there. Like if I want a beer mosa, that's what I'm going to order.
You're going to make one.
Can I get a USA? What?
Whoa.
What? Who is that?
What? Is there a fourth person on the podcast?
Yeah. Mikey's bench testing sound drops in the middle of
creating culture through sound bites.
Well, I mean, if Nick's all of a sudden a hazy guy, I mean, we got.
He's good, eh? Wait, the juice?
He's good.
Did you pour it out in a glass? Like, can I see it? Can you like hold it up to the camera at all? No.
My hazy?
Yeah.
No, this was drink on previously.
Oh, never mind.
How do I say it? Previously recorded. No, I.
Did you take a picture of it for Untappd?
I bought some hazies because it was the brother's birthday and I figured we would beer share when he came over.
Like, these are the ones he gets. He's going to get me something good.
I was like, all right, I'll suck it up and buy him some hazies. Yes. And then we didn't get to that part of the evening. We all kind of stuck to our own beverages that evening. So I was like, well, crap, now I got to drink these hazies. And I was batching it up this week, I was like, I'm going to drink on a Tuesday. What better night to have hazies on than when I'm it's just Tuesday me and the dog and the haze.
You're like, right, in case I shit myself, at least
I'll right.
Yeah, so I had a couple. I can't remember the second one I had that was hazy. I didn't like so much. Let's see if I checked it in.
Did it have more pulp?
More is pulp.
Can I get a USA?
I think I still got the can on the counter. I might have to check. Anyways, the one I did like, these are all available at the market. Electric Lettuce from Moonraker.
Electric Lettuce.
Yeah.
Why are we doing so much Bing Cod drinking in the culture segment, guys?
I know. Well,
is that what we're doing?
Because culturally,
I know it's sometimes
Nick is exploring himself through hazies.
I mean,
and I think we should let him be vulnerable. He's 13.
He's
get to know himself.
Show my hazy side. Got a hazy side, guys.
Let him have his hazy side. We accept all whatever.
So I
wants to be.
I just googled electric lettuce, and it's actually like a recreational dispensary in Oregon.
Yeah, <it is. laughs>
nice. Which is not shocking to me. That I was like, is it related to marijuana at all? Is like that how they're trying to market it?
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Because it's dank.
Plenty of beers that
dank. Maybe that's
dank.
Why
it's dank. It wink, dankness. Wink, wink. You know what we mean by when we say dank? Yes, we know you're referencing marijuana, huh? Yeah, dank, huh? Because marijuana's dank. Yep.
So
you're right.
Speaking of dank, so I was in Colorado recently, which is known for that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I went to a dispensary with my bestie, and I took this gummy, and the guy was like, "Hey, you should just probably take a half of one."
Yeah, man.
But I was like, YOLO, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to take the whole one.
I'm from California.
Fuck, dude. I went on a journey. I went on a fucking journey with this gummy, and I have not opened the bag since. I've got 20 left, and
Stacy, if you want to go on a journey, she has some.
I was literally flying. I was like, holy shit. And my best friend was like, "Hey, are you all right?" And I'm like, "I just need like a minute or 50.
I just need you to create a safe space around me and then shut the fuck up."
Yeah, I closed my eyes for a little bit and I was like seeing through time. It was really wild. It was really wild.
What was your other lives like? What were you before in different lives?
No, honestly, I didn't go on a journey like that. It was like I was really organizing my life, like right then and there. Like, I'm like, okay, I need to.
This is where I need to be when I'm 40. This is what I need to do.
I need to put my mom over here, and I need to put
This is my priorities now. My priorities number one is me, because if I don't prioritize myself, I can't prioritize anybody else. So first, I got to put me in front, and then. And then my dogs, and then my kid, and then my husband, and then my mom.
Husband was higher. He was higher than that.
Oh wow! But yeah, that's pretty good.
I'll say. I mean, I honestly thought it was better than therapy. It was. Nice. Yeah, it was called like chill relax.
Are you sure you didn't
do
ayahuasca, Red Stacy? You sure it was just
it didn't say that it had ayahuasca in it, no. But it was like a CBD heavy one.
Wow.
So I'm
a nerd. I've never done that. So
yeah, I honestly that's another thing too, is I really don't do that stuff very often. But I was like, well, I'm on vacation and I'm at this wedding full of people I don't know. So why not just
make it extra weird?
Go off the deep end here.
Did you see that girl from California? Wasn't she like being weird? I mean, I don't mean to be rude because she's from California, but wasn't she weird?
I brought all the really nice wine to the party. And I gifted the married couple with a really nice bottle of champagne and a crisp $50 bill. So if anyone's judging me,
used, been passed around through many a strip bar, a crisp, clean strip 50.
It was a 50 that I got from my husband. I Venmo'd him $50 so that he could give me $50 because he's old school. He always has cash on him, and I'm like, hey, I need $50.
Well, when AI takes over, or China, whichever comes first, you're gonna want to have cash around. They're not gonna let you get money out of your ATM. You think the Chinese are gonna let you get money out of the ATM? No.
And this is a really good culture segment right here. Like learning shit.
Yeah.
Somebody make a beer called No ATMs in the Future.
Yeah. Get away. Yeah. They're watching you. Do you know that ATMs know how much money you're getting out of it?
I also bought some Bitcoin recently, and it's already gained $20, which I thought was kind of cool.
Wow.
Felt good about it.
I made $20. The market's down right now. A good time to be buying up stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the shitter. Right
yeah.
Now. Yeah.
I think so. So culture would like Style Watch and beer future stuff be culture related?
Yeah.
Should we talk about that? Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So I've gotten several messages recently, and I want to thank Rye and also the Griffey. He messaged me today, and a couple other people who have reached down about, you know, what styles were really hot this year and what we're looking at in 2024. Mm-hmm. And it's all high ABV. And I also want to thank Rye for calling me out on the 19.2s and 12 ounce being the same tops and bottoms, which is why it's easy to go to a larger format on your same canning system. And I did know this information. Mm-hmm. In the past, but now that I'm not in the industry anymore, I, for whatever reason, completely forgot about that until now. So thank you for calling me out on that. That's why, you know, that larger format is the format they go after instead of like 24 ounce. Cause that's harder to convert.
You got like, reef configure and you know,
right. Reconfigure. Yeah. Whereas like, you know, it's the same, circumference and all of that from a 12 ounce to a 19.2. So thank you. You know, right now, the math I do is making sure that people's urns will fit into niches. So, you know, I don't think about canning lines anymore.
Yeah, the money's in the niches.
You got a shoestring with some notches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. I'm like, oh, this urn is too tall for the niche you bought, you idiot.
Yeah, you idiot. Just lost your loved one, you fucking idiot.
And, you know, I'm sure this is the issue at breweries where those be like, I can't believe you bought 5 million 24 ounce cans when we can only fit 19 twos or 12s. God,
yeah, that's on you.
Get it together.
Idiot.
It's on you, jackass.
Make yourself a quesadilla.
Can you return them? No. Well, I guess we have to install a 24 ounce widget then.
Get your dinner.
Yeah.
But yeah, so everyone has been reiterating to me. That the end of this year and all of next year is all about high ABV single serves. Man. Single serves are up triple digit percentages.
All about walking around with a tall boy, a high out
wasted.
Just walk around high out tall boy.
Nobody is buying craft good for you beers anymore. And I knew that shit would fart and fail. Like I knew that would fart and fail.
Good for you. What kind is that?
You know, like all of the, I don't want to like call out breweries because I don't want them to feel bad, but all of their like hard booch and, you know, low ABV, drink this while you're working out. Like the folks who drink beer after working out, they're drinking Ultra. That's what they're drinking. They're drinking Ultra. They're drinking Coors Light.
They're not looking for a hoppy.
Yeah, they're like 65 years old plus, and that's what they're not drinking craft good for you beers.
Just finished my Iron Man.
I still would like to have like a solid, with the idea of a table beer that's not a table beer, that's a pale. I want like a 4.0 pale ale that I can just have around the house during the day.
So you just want year-round fest beer. You want year-round Oktoberfest.
Yeah, but then I don't want a Marzen.
Yeah, but hoppy. But make it hoppy.
But make it hoppy.
Fucking Marzen shit. I want to pay an ale.
So you want session IPAs to come back and be a thing? Or?
Yeah. But no, session
Brute IPA maybe?
No. Session IPAs. Session IPAs are close. But like they're still, when I have a session IPA, I'm still like missing the outs.
The haze.
I want to have a pale low alk pale that I'm not like, oh, this is still missing something, but I'll drink it. I want to be like,
but you just said that you're missing the alk, so you just want, what do you want? Like a high ABV?
Session. Yeah,
you want a high
I want it all. That... I want the perfect beer, low alks, but tastes like I'm having a lot of alks, and so I can be like, yeah,
I want a high alk beer. That doesn't make me look like I'm fucked up.
Yeah. Nah,
guys,
I wanna,
figure it out.
Yeah.
So that's vodka. Or sure. That's like Red Bull and vodka.
I want. No, I don't want that. I want it to be in a beer form. I don't want any other like, well, what you do is you do the, you take a water and a tonic water and then you set some vodka. And blah. No, I want to have a beer that tastes good. That's at 4%. That's still an ale. Pale IPA category that I'm not like, oh, I can tell they took the alks out of this one. You know?
I feel like you just need a setup. You just need to order whatever low ABV beer and then a shot of Jameson.
No, I don't want the other alks. I don't want that shit. I just want a beer.
He wants dealkinated beer is what he wants.
Yeah, but I still want to be like, yeah, this is a beer.
Yeah, this is a triple, right? Guys, this is a triple.
They're like, yeah, Mikey, it's a triple. That's what I thought.
Oh, my God. I just don't know how. Like, there's got to be some science out there that could figure this out for you. But yeah. I think you're a very niche market.
What about a warm session?
Oh, I'm all niche market. Oof. I'm like fucking niche market to the extreme.
Yeah, this guy, if you root beer for
thank God this guy doesn't
bankrupt.
Speak for America. That's when they see what Rat sees.
I just said if you're going to make Mikey's style of beer, you might go bankrupt because nobody else
wants it. Oh, no, you're not going to make much money, but I'll be happy.
Right. These guys know what they're doing.
Oh, I guess I can hear the home brewers out there saying, like, make your own beer. Like, oh,
yeah,
God.
I mean,
that's
the
work.
Alternative.
You know how many hours that's involved? You know how much stovetop? I don't have the stovetop capabilities to become a home brewer, okay?
It's really, for me, it's not that. It's all the sanitizing to make an actually like a good beer.
Yeah, then there's all the sanitizing.
So hard.
And then my beer's going to blow up in the cab, then the closet or something is going to explode all over my camera.
Those are honestly my favorite stories where people are like, oh, I was doing like a Mr. Brew kit and I put it in the closet. Yeah. And now all of my freaking,
and now my house,
chaps,
yeah. Now my house smells like
ruined. And,
my house smells like a Mr. Beer kit now. And my wife has something to make fun of me for the next 30 years.
Right.
Remember that time you did a Mr. Beer kit? Yes, I remember the time. Okay.
And when you were sucking on the pant legs in your closet trying to see if the beer tasted good. Ringing it out.
It would have been the perfect session.
This one would have won gold at GABF.
Oh, you remember the time you tried to homebrew and you ruined my wedding dress forever?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, honey.
You were never going to wear it again anyway.
Yeah, what? You going to wear it again? It's a big deal.
Doesn't even fit anymore.
Yeah.
Oh
jeez, Rad Stacy. You just got kicked out of the house. I didn't even
I'm
think
telling
of
you
that.
What.
Come on.
It's a good thing I was born a woman.
Yeah.
Because I would be a terrible
Forget
man.
About sleeping on the couch. You're sleeping in your truck on the street.
I would be. Yeah, it's a good thing I've got a camper shell on that bitch.
Just in case.
Good in that Tacoma.
Yeah, somebody's like, hey, what do you... Oh, you put a camper shell in your truck, yeah? Yeah, I get kicked out of the house every once in a while, so it's pretty good.
Almost talking about how my wife's not going to wear a wedding dress again.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's not so bad. Oh, yeah, I implied that she gained a lot of weight, so.
Yeah. That's all right. I've got my favorite chaw out here and a couple of bottles of whiskey.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I got the gutter here in case I need to piss. And
got my Mr. Brew kit.
Whip up another batch right now.
I got the electrical cord. It goes all the way out here.
Well, welcome to our culture segment, everybody. This has been really nice. Really nice.
I'm having a good time, guys. Looking out for a beer. Slice Beer Company's Shepherd of Dakeness. It just looks like a really cool can, and it's Slice Beer. Look up the Slice Beer Co's Instagram. Look at that Shepherd of Dakeness. It's pretty cool.
Shepherd.
Shepherd. Bale Breaker Brewing and Russian River are collabing with a canned 16-ounce of Fresh Hop Friends. Friends with a F-N-Z or F-E-N-Z. IPA. And it's a West Coast IPA with Simcoe, Citrus, Cryo, and HBC 586. Whatever that hop's going to be one day. You just wait till that HBC 586 hits the streets and gets a real name.
The street name's called Citra Killer.
Oh, Citra Killer. Ooh, that's bold. That'd be a bold hop name.
I'm looking at this Shepherd of Dankness right now. I really like the artwork on the can. It's pretty good. In dankness, we find strength. Damn.
That's right.
I guess.
Yeah, that's, Nick's all about that hazy dankness life now.
Bring it on.
That hazy dank life.
I want the haziest beers I can haze now.
Did you mention their Galactic Explorer? Have you mentioned that one yet from Slice?
I haven't.
It's a 6.6% hazy, which I feel like is kind of a low alc.
Yeah, it's getting
that
there.
Might bring you some joy.
Yeah. Maybe like a 5.5.
It's not alky enough.
A 5.5 might do it.
And looks like they got silver for their Untold Prophecy West Coast IPA at Gabf, as my husband kept calling it.
Did you go to that Gabf?
Oh, did he's you
like,
go well, to Gabf?
He's like, if you call a Firestone Invitational FWIBF, then you should call GABF Gabf.
You go to Gabf? Go to FWIBF?
You shop at the Gabf?
What's great is Colin and Janine actually gave me a pretzel necklace. I haven't eaten it yet. I brought it home.
Isn't that old by now?
It's in a plastic bag.
I want you to go to
gazebo. Unopened.
Okay.
I want you to go to gazebo gardens.
My bread doesn't mold in a plastic bag either, right?
It's dried. It's like croutons.
Go to gazebo gardens with it and walk around with it.
I should be like, hey, I just came out of GAP.
It's good. It's got back from GAP.
And like, you got extra crumbs on the F when you're talking to people. Yeah.
Oh, you noticed my pretzel necklace, huh? Yeah, I just got back from GABF. It's don't only the jelly. Biggest beer festival probably in the world. I don't know. They
pretty
asked.
Big
didn't
deal.
That happen 2 weeks ago?
Kind of yeah, a deal. Yeah, it's a yeah when you deal. Run into somebody that knows what they're talking about, it's like, I think GABF was like 2 weeks ago, man. You've been walking around for 2 weeks like that? Oh, no, I mean, what's that over there?
No way.
I think my order's ready.
I'm order's ready. Good talking to you.
No, you sit back and you say, oh, you went to the first week of GABF.
Oh, that's for the fucking
apparently
poses,
you didn't
bro.
Stay for the VIP second week, which is where I got this necklace.
Right. Thanks for noticing.
Let me tell you that the second week pretzel necklaces are way fresher.
They're infused. They're infused with THC.
The only gold session of GABF, where you only drink the gold medal winners.
Yeah. And it's only the nano breweries that go to the second week, so it's way really exclusive.
It's the gold
super
tent.
Exclusive.
Only golds in the tent.
Is that the only place your T-shirt says yes? I will try your homebrew. Right,
yes, I will. Only in droppers, though. Don't give me a whole glass. Please just give me a syringe full, two ounces.
Any more culture items you?
Oh,
want to be like
yeah. Speaking of ounces,
I thought you were doing an update. Looking out for.
Nope, this is culture.
It's blending. Thanks. We're blending. You can blend. You can blend. Looking out for culture.
What is the minimum? Okay, we're in the future now, guys.
Oh yeah,
we've been doing craft beer a long time now.
The year 2000.
What's your minimum ounces for before you check in on Untappd? Has it changed? Is a taster still count? Like, where were you at then and where are you at now?
Oh, I never do tasters.
Mine is still the same. A taster counts. But having having a sip of somebody else's is not enough. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm. No sips.
No. You so can't check that in. You
two ounces or more?
Yeah, you got to at least have a taster full. That's the bare minimum.
Aren't tasters like 4 ounces?
I was going to say tasters are between 4 and 5 ounces. Like if you're going to do a flight, like a little taster flight.
All right.
Or like, you gotta be able to revisit it, and you can't do that with like a splash. You know?
If you have the beer tender just give you a taste before you order it officially, that's not enough either. You're just like,
no, that's
oh, okay. Well, yeah, not to get into bin cot again.
Oh my god!
Because I was reprimanded earlier.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all just been reprimanding each other.
Two demerits.
I went to an event. And there was two breweries that were catering. They were hired to cater the event. One brewery had dainty little 6 ounce cups, and the second brewery had 16 ounce. You know, these are both plastic, but 16 ounce solo cups.
Yeah.
And then brewery A has 4 ounce or 6 ounce, you know, like cocktail cups. Mm. And I'm like, well, you're going to lose just because their cups are bigger, whether your brew's better or not. People are going to go get the big beer.
Yeah.
You know?
True facts.
And I was like, okay, this is 6 ounces. This counts as a check-in, so I will check this beer in. But it was interesting.
Is there a reason why they went so small? Were they just trying to conserve, or what was the deal?
I think they probably did a better job
regulating inebriation.
Yeah,
they did everyone a better job to be a complete
realizing what kind of event they like were Mikey working, and sized the cups appropriately. And brewery B just said, fuck it, you're all getting wasted. Here's 16 ounces of our
get wasted, guys.
Imperial.
Yeah, imperial triple quad.
So it is funny, like that's how that's generally how Doug does it at Gazebo too, right? He was like, we don't change just because it's like super high ABV or whatever. I don't change the ounces that I give to people. Yeah. Ooh, I don't change. I just charge more. Like, so if it's, you know, 10, if it's like a 10%, he's like, mm-hmm. you're going to get 16 ounces of it, but it's going to be $15. You're going to get fucked up, you know? Wow.
Plus 10.
Wait, Doug's doing surge charging.
Oh yeah, totally.
All
right. He's like, and if you come back, if you try to get like a third 16 ounce 10% beer, mm-hmm. I'm probably going to cut you off.
Well,
I'll give you two.
He's got one of them things called a memory where he can remember people.
After I swipe your card in Square for the third time, then I'll cut you off.
Right. I'm going to charge you for coming up and bothering me with this request.
Yeah, because there's no way you remember
bothering fee.
You'd be like, wait, did I get 3 beers the other night? When you're looking back at your charges, like, I think, guess I got 3 beers.
Am I going and getting this trip and beer now? Are we doing that?
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
Because I need another beer.
Save me from this corn lager.
Oh, what is it?
Uh-oh, that corn lager is popular. Because Red Stacy had one, and that's BA Cyclone.
Oh, and then Nick felt left out.
I'm exploring my horizons, remember?
I put it in Nick's so like Nick could experience it. All right, let's all go to the lobby. Let's go to the beer fridge. Yeah, we did it. If I would have remembered to turn on the fridge mic, it's still sitting there, and I just didn't turn it on. God dang it! Oh well, but we're all Now we're all getting back, getting ready to have the same beer because everyone likes us to drink the same beer. It's fun.
Very exciting. BA Cyclone. Mm-hmm. Giving us this. Brewed and packed at Dimensional Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. Street. Dubuque.
Trippin'.
So Dubuque? West Coast IPA. Is it Dubuque? Is that how you think?
It's got a slight National Lampoon Vacation reference there on the label.
It does.
We're opening. All right.
Okay. Wow.
I love gold.
Getting all rammy with your beer in there.
We don't often all have the same beer, so.
The foamies really wanted to come out the top of it. The foam was being released.
Let's see. What
keeps you from farting later?
It's got a nice nose.
Dimensional Brewing, and it is from Dubuque, Iowa.
Is it Dubuque or Dubuque?
I think we had this discussion. It's pronounced discussion.
Dubuque.
Dubuque.
Right Dubuque. In the center of Dubuque, 67 Main Street. I mean, you don't get much more center than 67 Main Street.
I rebuke you in Dubuque.
Mosaic, Cinco, Columbus.
So I rubicue you.
6'8" on the Oaks.
In Dubuque.
The nose is like super vibrant. Does, like that.
Were you saying it does look a little hazy-ish?
It does look just slightly like hazy.
Unfiltered.
Is it supposed to be?
Mm. It says it's a West Coast.
Yeah, but who can even tell anymore?
Unfiltered.
It's pretty good.
Unfiltered West Coast.
It's pretty good. It's not exactly the West Coast I'm used to, but it's not bad.
May cause health problems.
May cause health problems.
6.8%. Yeah, it's a nice solid. Yeah, it's pretty good. It actually finishes way quicker than I thought it would. I thought it was going to like linger for a minute. But yeah, finishes quick. It's nice.
Do you have to let it linger?
Do you have to let it linger?
There we go.
Any more culture? Any more culture?
No.
Nick says no as well.
Uncultured.
It's time to move on. Yeah. We are tripping. Time to keep tripping, man.
We're lean on culture. Somebody call in and give us some
beer industry. Do something like the poke the stick.
Okay. I know. There's like, I don't know, man. Just stuff, send out more high ABV, single serves.
We need more of our beer personalities to step back up, man. We've lost all our beer personality. Craft beer icons are all just are gone now. Let's bring back craft beer icons. I mean, like, what's happened to Stone Greg? He's just gone. I mean, he just went underground when he sold out. He's just like,
That's a good point. Holy shit.
I'm not popping up on anyone's blog or podcast anymore.
He's on
he shaved his beard and he just hangs out at Sprouts now. Like,
yeah,
what's
he's
going
just
on?
Like,
he's a greeter at Sprouts.
He's like, hi, how you doing? Hey. Thanks for coming.
Did you guys see a recent GABF winner? I hope if he listens at all to the show, I hope he's not offended. But so a current brewer at a brewery used to be the Whole Foods beer curator at our Fresno Whole Foods.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Holy shit, what's his name? I know Bobby, exactly who you're talking
about. Bobby Tao? Tao? How do you say his
name? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's with Cooperage Brewing Company now. This came via Altbrow on Instagram. I was like, man, why does this guy look familiar? Like, and he's saying congratulations. I guess they're good friends, him and Bobby, that is. Won gold medal for Dortmunder export style lager.
only one entered in that category.
Right. Those two by default.
Oh, no, that's a heavy competition but, category.
Yeah, it was just weird seeing, like, I was like, man, why does this guy look familiar? Like, holy shit, he used to be the Whole Foods beer guy. Like, he's ordered cases of beer for me before.
He was the guy. Like, back when, that was the nice days where, like, every once in a while, Whole Foods would have Pliny, and you're like, holy shit. But now they have Pliny every day. It's like boring.
Mm-hmm. Boring. And there wasn't a lame alcohol section. It was just all beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that inn. We used to have that little inn, even though it was not refrigerated. Yeah. We still had that fun inn to like look at, and now that inn's, mm-hmm. that inn's gone.
And they'd ruin it by putting bricks of Parmesan,
just
right like, near it. And so you're trying to think about beer, but all you're smelling is cheese, and you're like, God damn it, this is not working.
Ruin it. Way to ruin it, Jeff Bezos, you son of a bitch.
Ruin it. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Talk about beer and tell me your drive. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Bore. You can call it 24/7. Leave a little message for us. We'll play back and we'll talk over it and maybe make fun of you. I don't know. And you can also email us a voicemail or just email us with writing on your computer and or phone. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com. And we will start. Where am I at? Am I in emails or traditionals here? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Press play.
I'm pretty sure I'm in. Traditional voicemails. Wait, what? I don't think this is spam. I think this is a genuine caller, but Google Voice thinks this is spam, but I'm going to play it anyway. Oh, God damn it. hold on.
We noticed your website doesn't have many clicks.
Hey, so you got... Yeah, there's a lot of Perfect Bore emails about... They are... It's weird. I have like five different websites, and for some reason, Perfect Pour Pod gets all kinds of people emailing, going like, "Hey, want to get those? Want to get your rankings up there in the PerfectPourPod.com?" Like, nah, I'm good on that.
Hey, you know what's great? I'm going through some of the like the Colorado breweries that won big at GABF, and there's one from a brewery from Longmont, Colorado called Knuckle Puck Brewing. And they won gold in the American Amber category for a beer called Blown Tire.
Wow.
And I really want to try this beer. So I'm like, is it like Fat Tire?
Blown Tire. It's like
Blown Tire. Yeah.
It's like
blown after New Belgium sells out, it's Blown Tire.
Can somebody send me some Blown Tire?
Yep. Look it out for Arad says he's looking out for
Janine, Blown Tire. Colin, help me out. I know I was just there.
Hey, it's Colin and Janine. How's it going, guys? It's Thursday, actually, unusual night for drinking.
And we're having to get it with Brad Stacey. What's up, guys?
Oh my God,
super awesome host, Colin and Janine, having a great time and having some gold medal GABF winning beers. Currently king of carrot flowers. Yeah, super awesome. Good. You probably already saw it on the...
It's a Saison, Mikey, when I get
it. It's a Saison, Mikey. I'm going to bring you a whole piece of it.
No.
Good yeast and good hops.
I unfriend you.
So they could just isolate everything and make it unidimensional and then make it super fucking hazy.
Yeah, they made it.
It's so cloudy.
I was so salty against hazy.
Anyway,
sorry.
Having a great time. And thanks for letting me come out here, guys.
Well, she just got here. So, I mean. We are at Ratio. Our friend Fonda is the taproom manager here.
Amazing. And before that, we were at Odell's. That was a request of mine. So.
Adele was fun as well. They were having a comedy night, and I think they closed at 9. So we came over here. They don't close till midnight.
Nice. I was like, oh, yeah. Until midnight? We got to come here more often because usually they kick us out of
Mexico. And now we have to stay until midnight.
We got to open our tap.
Yeah, like we have to do a whole 3-minute phone call.
We're going to do a fucking whole.
Yeah, you do.
We're going to take the whole 3 minutes.
Oh, no. Where'd Nick go?
Amazing, did it. It's great to be back to Colorado. And can't wait to recap it.
All right.
We want you to keep up the good work. Guys.
Denver.
Yeah,
it is.
Denver. Oh, wow. Celebrity.
Yeah, sorry. That was like very grainy, like that whole thing. It's very loud at Ratio. Like they're playing a lot of like punk music.
We heard about how Ratio is loud.
It's very loud. And then we were contributing to the loudness, I'm sure.
Yes. Guys, we're yelling first. Can you keep it down?
Really, everybody shut up. We're leaving a voicemail for the perfect hour.
We're trying to yell over here. Can you be quiet?
Yeah, I can't even hear myself yell over here. Could you shut up? Jeez. I'm on the perfect pour. Maybe you've heard of it. Jesus.
Hey, perfect pour.
Legendary.
This is Paul calling you on a lazy Sunday afternoon at Adobe Creek Brewing. Calling to let you know that your Paul from Fairfax stickers are ready. I'm selling them for $10 a pop.
I'll pay 20.
So order it on my website. I'm just teasing you.
Half a one for
That's
five.
All I have for now. Cheers.
Oh, Chew, you got to get Paul.
He didn't give us the website.
He's joking.
No, it's real.
You got to get Chew. You got to make up some Paul stickers. So, or Nick, make up some Paul stickers, and we'll sell.
I'm gonna
it.
Do it,
and we'll make money, and be like,
I'm gonna
hey,
do it.
Thanks
and
for
he
the
can't
money.
Can't say
Paul.
Anything about it.
No, he can't. He years ago he signed a waiver that like we have all Paul's likeness rights. We have them all.
Okay, but okay, where's the emphasis lie? Is it Paul from Fairfax, or is it Paul from Fairfax?
From Fairfax. Ah, gosh, I don't know.
Like, bigger in your mind?
I'll leave that up to the listener or the sticker designer on that one.
Okay.
Influencing.
I feel like B has it.
Yeah. Is it a genuine likeness or like a cartoony, like Simpson-y kind of likeness?
Well, like
no, I'm thinking 60s hippie font. It's just all words, nice. No pictures.
Yeah,
like
you gotta think 70s Marin. Not that Paul's that old, but like, from the Marin that I have come to know from being married to the producer who considers herself a Marinite.
All right, give me a vibe.
You know,
give me
I think
a vibe.
She's from Fresno, but she's performative.
She's gonna edit that out.
Yeah, her formative years. She lived in Marin, so she considers.
Wait till he passes out and edits our show.
So the vibe I've gotten from Marin for over the
many
stories.
I want it.
Is very much like Jerry Garcia. It's like rich hippie. Marin is rich hippie.
Rich hippie.
And
so
now maybe it's not so much. Now it's just rich fucking people.
Linen but pants.
The history of Marin is rich hippie. Yeah.
Linen pants, Birkenstocks, but drives a Range Rover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Linen jumpsuit drives Range.
Linen jumpsuit. Well, yeah.
And
yeah,
Paul, I think Paul's shaking his head and like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait. How many sobs per capita in
a lot of sobs, a lot of Range Rovers, a lot of,
I don't see sobs very often anymore.
Wow, you don't go to Marin enough.
Right, they don't let me in. I don't have enough money in my leather wallet for them. My linen wallet.
You gotta go.
My linen wallet. Yes,
you gotta go
linen.
To
everything's linen.
You gotta go to North Palm, where all our luxury car dealerships are at.
That's a
Oh yes.
Where's my Volvo 240 wagon?
Man, a friend of mine on Facebook just posted that they purchased a Volvo. I think it was a 240, or I don't know, it was some newer deal. And I like looked it up because I was like, holy shit, like how much did you pay for this thing? And like the base was like 50K.
Oh, yeah.
Like the base model.
But they're nice now. They're
super nice. Oh, my mom drove a Volvo 240 DL 1988. That car got me through college.
Nice.
It was held together with wire hangers and duct tape toward the end, but
yes.
But it still went.
either click or clack is dead now, so you can't. This isn't a click and clack show anymore. So.
I loved click and clack.
I love click and clack. Nick has to be a huge click and clack guy, right, Nick?
No.
What do you mean never. No?
Never.
What do you mean? Click and clack are like they're like the fucking gods of car radio personalities. Yeah.
I get it, but I mean,
well, you
I know everything already.
Are so you saying why, click and clack? Are you saying click and clack don't know what the fuck they're talking about? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just never bothered to listen to them. I don't know if it was like. Weren't they on like Sunday mornings?
Like
NPR Sunday morning or the was it NPR? Yeah, it was like the NPR radio, but right?
Like there it was weekend radio. Which is usually
KVPR, which also plays
it's one of the indie radio conglomerates. That would
he wants to make his own show, Nick and Neck.
Nick and Neck.
Matt, guys,
I'm sorry. I can't tell you why I'm leaving this podcast, but I gotta go.
I've said before that Matt and Nick need a car podcast, either a Volkswagen podcast or a car podcast.
Yeah, but Matt has to be Knack, not Matt. He's gotta be Knack.
Nick and Knack.
Because, it flows better. Yeah. Nick and Matt doesn't sound as good.
Get with Matt on that.
The wish.com version of
Get with him on that. Let's get going on that.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Shoot me a question.
I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw an ad that came across for Retired, a hoppy amber ale by Crooked Stave with a picture of a bike on it.
Stop it.
I'm wondering if that is a Coca-Cola classic type of deal with
made with real sugar.
Tire. What do you think about that? Anybody know about that?
Yeah.
Is that no, tire
clone tire.
What do you know about that?
Clone tires were
it. Repackaged? I think that's kind of an interesting idea. That's kind of funny.
You're funny,
that's
huh?
kind of fun.
Now you're kind of funny too.
And, anytime I'm going to a wedding, I always make sure I get my toes done too. Keep up the good work, guys.
You never know.
And lady.
You never would know when you're having to wear when you have to wear Birkenstocks as a groomsman, you have to wear Birkenstocks because you got some Marin hippie you're in some Marin hippie wedding. You got to wear Birkenstocks and you got to do your nails.
We went and did our nails in Colorado.
Yeah.
In Aurora, technically, at Magic Nails.
Magic Nails in Aurora. Everybody it was magical. That. You think there's a nail podcast? Like a
they scrubbed
podcast?
My face. Okay, this is the first time.
Here we go.
I must mention this. Okay,
it's
this
a Rad Stacey rant.
Just a quick rant. Rad Stacey rant. But so I get lots of pedicures here in California. And this place used an actual cheese grater on my foot.
Damn.
To exfoliate it, and it scared the shit out of me.
You're like,
honey, you need industrial strength.
Yeah, and I was like, my feet are not that bad. Like,
Colorado man.
I think they were trying to tell you something, Radsley. That's like in that dumb. There's a scene in Dumb and Dumber where they're like. Where they're like using a sander, a big like.
Sparks
are flying.
I mean, she did not use it on me for very long, but I saw that she was using it on everybody. And she did dip it in Barbasol first, which is good.
She's all, did you just pull that out for me, or are you using that in everyone?
It was just weird. Now it just makes me look at cheese graters totally different. I'm like, man, I don't know.
You'll never grate cheese again.
I really didn't like it.
Was it the cheddar grater? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I just want the massage. Don't scrape all of this stuff.
What gauge of grater was it? Like,
no, it was like the wide side box grater. 5-gauge
grater. 1/4-inch shreds.
Yeah, kind of shreds they got on that.
So hey, guys, can you hear me?
We're talking nacho cheese.
I just call and say, hey, what's going on? Last couple weekends, I made it to a couple Oktoberfest celebrations. Mm-hmm. One at a little place called Bourbon Ridge Brew Smokehouse. They had a bunch of guest taps, so I got to have some Highland Park, Casey Beer Company, Firestone Walker. I had a bunch. I drank a whole lot of half pints or half liters. I guess a quarter liter then. And they had a fantastic schnitzel to eat, which was really, really good.
Schnitzel on draft. Yummy.
Fantastic. Last weekend was Solid Ground Brewing up in Diamond Springs, so right up in the foothills from here. They had a really good fest beer going on. Good brewers there. I had that and had an IPA because I felt like I needed some hops. And had a really good locally made bratwurst. Super tasty. The only downside of that is there wasn't enough sauerkraut. I didn't think. I love me some sauerkraut. So let's see what else is going on. Getting ready to start the fall lacrosse boy. Sauerkraut. Gotta go to Baltimore in a couple weeks. He's got a 2-day thing out there. I'm just gonna keep on working, you know. And then we got lacrosse tournaments in Vegas, in Oceanside, and Palm Springs in November, December, January. So.
Sweet.
That's it. You know, I'm going to look forward to
go to the 8th Hardware in Palm Springs. You won't regret it.
Club. You know, maybe I'll holler at Rad Stacy and see if she wants to go with me.
Sounds like the ghetto boy.
We do that. Or I hear there's a new rooftop bar in downtown Fresburg. You know, maybe get that up. I don't know. I haven't stayed downtown in a while, so maybe it's time to go back down there or maybe meet somebody if anybody wants to meet up at Spokeasy's. I haven't been there in a while either, so... yeah, that's all I got, guys. Be safe. Oh, you know what, Brad Stacy, for your puking dog, just talk to your veterinarian. They can prescribe a pill called Serenia. You give it the night before you travel, the night or the morning you travel, and he won't puke. Pretty damn good pill.
Okay.
There's something else that you guys talked about last week, but I can't remember because I'm old, tired.
My poor barking dog.
That's all I got, guys. Have fun. Be safe. Check your dates. I'm car washing.
Yay.
I just looked it up, man. It says treat and prevent acute vomiting in your cat or dog. Serenia. Thanks, man.
Do you think he lied to you? Wow.
Well, I did not think Red he was face. Lying. I'm just looking it up.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking it up to make sure I don't fucking forget, Nick.
Can't believe you did that.
You know what? I like Knack better.
Wazoo's never calling back.
Wazoo knows how to deal with animals, man.
Yeah, thank you for that, because I was just going to load him up with Benadryl.
Sleep now, puppy.
Sleep. Oh, to the nine-eyes. Yeah. Everybody gets a Benadryl.
Everyone Benadryls. Thank you, Wazoo.
Nick is frozen.
Hey, I'm frozen.
Are you there? Okay, you're still there.
Can you hear me?
All right, your voice is still there, so it's fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But you look like you're super happy.
Yeah, once upon a time.
In your frozen state.
What's the point?
I was in the middle of my rant.
You're happy.
I'm gonna take a picture of you and send it.
Thanks a lot.
See, this is what you look like, Nick.
Great.
I'm not posting it on the socials. I'm just
until I make you mad for some reason. You're like, Sunday, fuck you.
Jacuzzi. We are in the jacuzzi. Here's your jacuzzi report.
Jacuzzi.
Drinking jacuzzi. A beer. So we got to go to the new Four Noses location.
Four Noses is one of our favorite breweries here in Colorado. But where their tap room is that's closest to us is not very easy to get to via public transportation, which we like to do because we don't want to drink and drive.
Yeah, so their new location actually is about the same distance and easier to get to on the train, and so we kind of liked that. So we took the roped up the dog and got on the train and went down there, and it's about a 15-minute walk after you get off the train. So overall, it's about 45 minutes to an hour.
Well, okay.
They had all the same beers they had. Delicious.
Somebody walks in LA.
We snuck it on the train.
It was brand new. It wasn't overly crowded. We're watching football in the hot tub. Sorry about the football.
Nice.
it's going on, man.
We had snuck our dog in there, and then it was funny because somebody came in with their dog, and my dog is in a backpack, and she starts, like, barking like crazy, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're going to get kicked out because you have to be on the patio, but there were no spots on the patio. So
Denver sucks. There are, like, no dogs inside of, like, anywhere. No,
what? Not in Denver, yeah. But we have this backpack that is a kennel, so it's, like, mesh on the sides and stuff, and she's usually really good and quiet. But anyways, the beer was really good there, and we had fun. I reconnected with an old friend on Friday, and we went to a tap house and had dinner, and then we went to Odd 13, which is another...
Also owned by
Four Noses. So
they're going to own the whole world!
It was a Four Noses weekend for us. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was great, though.
Nice.
How many noses did you guys do? Yep, fun.
And then we took the train back, and now it's Sunday, and we're just chilling in our hot tub.
Yeah, so in the wake of all the Great American Beer Festival stuff, like, we have a question for you guys. Do you guys prefer a small beer festival or a large beer festival? So I imagine, like, your large one would be the Firestone Walker Invitational.
Yeah, or like GABF and Oktoberfest if you want to go really large.
Yeah, really big.
Like, if you want to go really big, like they have over 1,000 beers, or if you want to do like the really small where they have like maybe 7 breweries or just 4 breweries. Or
yeah, so we've had some that are like,
called the
studio, like $35 and maybe 7 breweries tents to be there. And then they usually do like a little wine or something else too. But I kind of like them all, but the truth is the little ones are cheaper and they're just as much fun. I don't know.
I have just as much fun, but you just end up going back to the same tent over and over again. We're like GABF, you never go back to the same tent.
Well, not unless you're Janine can have fun. Like, oh anywhere. My god, I gotta get.
Oh, I had to try every one of those. But right, we want to know what your preference is.
What do you guys like, huh? A beer fest. Oh, good seeing Rad Stacy.
Yeah, hang out with Rad Stacy. We got to get it. She unfortunately did not get to make it into our hot tub.
What?
Invite was out there, but wedding stuff got in the way. But
I know.
Next time. For sure.
Next time
she comes out, hot tub time.
And keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
Bye.
What? We are already planning a trip to go back at some point soon when there's not a bunch of wedding shenanigans going on. Rachel and I really felt like we should go back and have more like us time. It was just really hectic. So sorry I was not able to reconnect, but I did have a good time in the time that we had. So
no hot tub.
I know. I packed my suit and everything.
Sad
I
was face.
Trying to
I'm
make
have
it work.
Such a bummer week. The rest of my week is going to be such a bummer now.
Sorry. I know.
Rad Stacy was
no
there
calls.
And never went to the hot tub.
I did get to stay in a really cool old historic house in like the Park Hill area, which was rad.
I don't care.
And I'll say, hey, you know what? Single ladies, if you're traveling and Airbnb-ing, that's the place to go because it's like the gay area. Oh, and you're just going to have a great time. Nobody's going to hassle you. It's
hetero guys. Hey, you want to go to the park? You like going to parks and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, it's not that kind of park. Oh, it's yeah, okay. Definitely not.
You like hazies? What do you like? You like hazies?
Yo, what's up?
So,
no, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, do we want to answer the beer fest question after all the voicemails?
No. They ask a legitimate question. Do you like big ones or do you like small indie ones? That's what
she said.
You know,
like
it's more
ones?
The motion of the beer fest ocean, if you know what I mean.
It's more like how you use the festival than how big it is.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, obviously I've been to a lot of beer fests, and Firestone Walker Invitational is unique in that it's big, but it's very well situated in like the types of breweries that they invite. You know, it's not. Yeah. Regional. I mean, it's like, you know, they're inviting people from all around the world, which makes it a really unique beer fest, in my opinion. And so I love that one. And I would say it's a medium large size one. And they also do a lot of food locally that helps you kind of absorb a lot of that beer that you're drinking. The really tiny local ones, I don't like around here because it's literally like a distributor going like, hey, what we need stuff to write off. Let's like partner with a nonprofit and put every single beer tent out there, you know, whether it's craft or non-craft, aircraft-ish. Yeah, exactly. And so while they can be fun, you know, just on a, hey, I'm just out here having a good time drinking level, you're not going to be exposed to a lot of cool local breweries, at least not around here. But, you know, there are some like really nice regional ones that are kind of medium sized that I like, and they're more manageable, you know, because I think you start to get to the bigger ones like Firestone Invitational and then GABF, which is huge, and you can't bite it all off in one day. Right. You know, you'll just get sick. And so in that way, it just kind of, you have to prioritize everything, and then you inevitably are going to miss out on something. You'd be like, damn it, you know, that line was really long, or, you know, I feel like I missed down on some really cool release that everyone is talking about. You have a bunch of FOMO going on.
Damn it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like Janine, man. I'll just have fun at whatever one you put in front of me. And whatever size you put in front of me. Me and Janine. You're like, whatever size you present to us, I can have some fun with it. You know?
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. But yeah, I guess I would prefer a small one. As long as it's cool people.
Yeah, it's see, and that's the thing. If it could be small with a bunch of uncool people, and you're like, well, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of macro beer drink. Like, people just want to drink beer just to get fucked up. Like, I like getting fucked up.
All suds in the city.
I hate those people.
Yeah. I
suds in the city, exactly. Yeah,
suds in the city. I like to get fucked up like the next guy, but I also like to enjoy the beer as I'm getting fucked up, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Nick?
I think the big ones, you got to go to the big ones because, like, You want a small one. You think you want a small one.
You think so.
But you know, like, your favorite brewery is not going to show up to a small one, right? They're going to be like, nah, we don't have time for that. You know, so you're going to be stuck with distributor craft-ish handles.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to drink, like, Pure and Alvarado and Slice, and if you want to drink all these, they're going to go to the big festivals. So I'm going to go there. And then I'm going to do like Red Stacy said, I'm going to go to the same four booths.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. Well, and also at bigger festivals, like especially like GABF, you may be discovering something that other people really haven't been exposed to yet either. You know, whether they're bringing maybe an experimental, whatever the fuck I'm trying to say, beer. Or, you know, new style, whatever the case may be, you know, because there's a lot of breweries out there that are just, they're throwing everything at the wall to see what sticks. And that can be kind of an exciting thing to experience at a beer fest. But then you hope you're not so inebriated when you're tasting some of this new stuff, thinking that you love it. And then
later on, five you have stars. It again
and you're like, whoa,
what the fuck? Five stars.
I do get confused with my past self. On some beers, I'm like, why did I give this a 4 or 5? I
don't know. Same.
Like setup. What was your setup?
Yep. I must have had a better setup then. It's all about setup, people.
Yeah.
It's not really the beer, it's your setup.
Hey, you crazy guys. This is BA Cyclone checking in here from.
Nice. We're drinking your beers.
Well, still hopelessly behind on the episode, so I need to.
That's okay.
Try and buckle down here in the next few days.
Spoiler alert, Matt left the show.
Good news on my front. This past week, I scored a bourbon barrel. A local brewery hadn't been doing very well. Went out of business, and they had an auction for all their in-store items. And so they had,
I
don't know, maybe 12, 15 old oak bourbon barrels, and I got one that was from Buffalo's Trace Distillery.
Wait, the whole barrel?
Two, which is a Blanton's recipe. So I was really excited about that. It's probably my coolest purchase that I've made in a really long time. So super excited to have that at home. I'm going to paint, I think, a Blanton's.
That's fun.
You better put your Mr. Beer kit, ferment your Mr. Beer kit down there.
Decoration. I might have it on my patio or something. I haven't decided yet, actually, but super pumped about that. And also, actually just did a beer run today. A favorite beer of mine from Four Hands Brewery down in St. Louis. Hasn't been distributed here in Iowa. I happened to get my hands on it a few years ago when I was over in Illinois on a business trip, and it's like my favorite stout in the world they have. It's a seasonal stout, absence of light. It's a peanut butter milk stout. That's super awesome. And it just started getting distributed here.
That sounds like a good beer to me.
Super excited about that. Got my hands on a couple of 4-packs of that. And
hooked the king up with a 6-pack of that.
You guys on. Hope everybody's doing well again. Check those dates. Catch you later, guys. Bye.
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 I'm caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love chocolate IPAs.
Oh my God.
Why can't you see what that peanut butter is doing to me?
Peanut also, our first Elvis reference on the show.
And hops are the bomb, baby. Yeah.
Peanut butter stout.
We can go on together.
Peanut butter banana stout.
With happy eyes. With happy eyes.
I think we've lost Mikey. He snuck in a triple when we weren't looking.
Holy shit.
Snuck in a trip. I'm having this tripping. I'm like trying to,
yeah,
save.
Yeah, BA, it's your fault. This tripping.
I'm trying to savor it. Like, I don't want to have to open up a fourth beer, so I'm like trying to like milk this.
Sip lightly.
Yeah, like let's slip close these. Thank you, BA. Mr. Cyclone, thank you for the beers and the call. Thank you, everybody, for all the calls. Wasn't that nice?
Thank you for making it this far in.
Yeah.
You're still with us?
You're still with
us. Congratulations.
Cue the Ferris Bueller, go home. You're still here? Go home. It's over.
Exactly.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Oh man, you can call us. Don't we haven't had a first time caller in a little while, so I'm gonna look at our first time caller.
I know. Come on, guys. I know there's a bunch of you listening, and you're thinking like maybe I'll call.
Yeah, do it.
You know, don't make it a maybe.
We don't make fun of you until the third call.
Yeah, we'll be nice to you the first time.
Always the first time. Iceland, call us.
Yeah, let's go.
It's just a voicemail. Iceland. Don't be nervous, Iceland.
The voicemail away.
Rad Stacy was
in
Colorado drinking with Colin and Janine and probably hooking up with all her old buyout beer friends that she had.
I really didn't.
Trading buyout beer stories. Like, how much money did you make on the buyout?
Rad Stacy. Like, yeah, that's always. We meet up and like count our shekels together.
And you guys do like you pour it on the bed and like take pictures.
Yes. Like, all the Bitcoin we got.
The blooms and Bitcoins.
Yeah, I really didn't meet up with anyone except for Colin and Janine. And then my bestie for the wedding. There was a lot going on with that. But the very first beer I had was at Odell, and it was the Runoff Red IPA. It was very good. I liked it. I like red ales in general, even if they're hoppy. I feel like that malt kind of evens out the craziness of the hops, overt hops. And then we went over to Ratio and had, I was like super excited to try the gold medal winner, the King of Carrot Flowers. It's a very unique beer. I brought some back. My husband really liked it. You'd hate it. It's a farmhouse. Yeah. But it's made with elderflowers. It's bright orange. I don't know if you've, I believe I checked it in on Untappd, and it's super, super bright, which was crazy. I thought that it looked like Tang. Like it kind of concerned me for a second. I was like, and then at Ratio also, I had their ESB, which was killer. I love ESBs anyway.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it in cans, so I wasn't able to bring any home. But the Fest beer was great. And then up in Genesee, which is like a tiny little foothill community right outside of Denver, I had a couple of great beers that I didn't take pictures of because I was getting a little bit blasted with the wedding party, and I cannot remember.
You can have beer without taking pictures and putting it on Instagram.
I know, it's crazy. But I did have a Colette farmhouse ale from Great Divide. Is that what they're called? So I ate at Snooze three times. If you go to Denver, I'm in love. Well, anywhere in Colorado, really, there's a small, I guess it's a medium to large chain now, but it's a breakfast chain joint, and their food is absolutely incredible. And I literally ate there three times because I had to get my fix. And there's one in San Diego. So if you are in the San Diego area, go to a Snooze. Very, very good food. Snooze. Go with the Benedicts. Don't fuck around. Just get their Bennies. They're amazing.
All right. Got to be a Benedicts kind of person, though.
You do have to be a Benedict kind of person, but they're not like your traditional, like just ham and like weird gloppy hollandaise. Like they do some different stuff. Like they have like chili braised pork belly Benedicts and like sharp cheddar hollandaise. It's a whole different deal. It's like leveled way up.
Whoa.
Yeah. If you are a Benedict fan, and also if you're a pancake fan, their pancakes will knock your socks off.
Wow. Beer knocked socks off, but okay. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've made my own pancakes that knock my socks off.
Yeah. My husband makes pretty mean pancakes, and I'll tell you, these rival his.
Wow.
They definitely do. Yeah. Very, very good.
Listen to the show. It's going to be super good.
My husband's a very good cook.
Brad _ Stacy with an E on Untappd.
That's me. Check it out.
80. What did you drink this week?
Hazies, man.
Oh, man.
That's
like
so crazy. I can't
believe it. I hazed it up. I'm dying. GoFundMe is funeral expenses.
He loves juice and haze. He's just all about it, man.
Yeah. So GoFundMe. Send me money. I'll be dead soon.
Allergic to hazies.
He's good.
I did not know juice? I'd be this allergic to hazies. This is the most beautiful blue can I've ever seen in my life.
I can't see
you. We can't see it.
I know. I wish. Stacy, don't worry. It's the most it's the most beautiful blue pretty, sapphire can you've ever seen in your life.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes and visualizing it.
Yes. Tales from the Deep from Pure Project.
Mm.
It's a murky double IPA.
Murky. Wow. See, now we're just getting weird with...
Am I circumventing the hazy by drinking murkies?
Yeah. Can I get into that? I don't know. Murky. I mean, murky sounds like you're gonna. You could possibly catch something. Like, don't swim in murky water. Wow.
I mean,
that's
gotta,
true.
Definitely got to be on the antibiotics if you're going to have any hazy IPA.
Yeah. Keep the murky stuff away from below the belt areas.
Yeah, when you when the doctors you take antibiotics and doctors like, oh, bro, you can't do alcohol. And you're like, well, I can have hazies, right? And he's like, oh yeah, you can have hazies.
Oh, is that why hazies were invented?
Yeah, so you can drink when you're on antibiotics.
Gotcha. The antibiotics don't see the hazies.
Yeah, right. The Perfect Four is not responsible for anyone drinking beer while they're on antibiotics. This is a
podcast. We're not a doctor.
For fun, we are not doctors. Please do not take any advice from this podcast.
And antibiotics also make your birth control less effective.
Damn it.
Is that true?
Now's a fine time to tell me that.
Is that true?
Yeah, so just so you know. It is true. It is true. Yeah.
I knew it.
I could be pregnant right now.
I know. 100%
true.
Uh-oh. I might. Wait, am I pregnant?
Wait a second. I have missed my bleeding.
Looks like I'm taking two tests tomorrow.
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't bled for a while here. And I'm
this
pretty.
This one goes in your nose. This one goes in your butt.
And I haven't. I've been pretty moody. What?
Oh.
You said grumpy two tests tomorrow.
I know. I'm thinking about how grumpy I would be with one on my nose and one on my butt.
Yeah.
That would be the worst. I'd be like, fuck, I can't breathe or fart. This is terrible.
This is how we take all our COVID tests in the butt. I'm like, really? I don't remember.
Are you sure?
They're more effective.
How that goes.
Oh, no, that's how we do them.
I'm menstruating. I can't take
now, you're supposed to double swab, but always start with the nose. You know, that's where people fuck up.
They go nose to butt.
Yeah, well, they go butt to nose.
I've been going butt to nose.
It stinks in here.
You guys, you're learning a lot on this episode. We're here for your health and safety.
I don't think we've ever learned this on an episode.
It's a good thing nobody's listening now, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone shuts it off by this.
They've checked out. Yeah, they got to their destination.
Yeah, they got to work and they're good.
Yeah. Any more beers you drink, Nick?
I had a Citra Double from Moonraker.
Had it.
It was not the Citra I was looking for.
Oh, you're looking for a Kern River action.
I was dreaming of some beach Beachwood.
Yeah. Oh, that too.
Oof. Yeah. It'll do in a pinch, but
a long north.
Nice try, Moonraker.
Yeah, good try, Moonraker. Fail.
The fest beer from there does not exist.
Okay.
Oh yeah, how was their fest beer? Did you like it?
Excellent.
Actually, I was looking out for that one, and I haven't had it yet.
I would recommend.
Cool. I'll try to get some.
Yes. The aforementioned Electric Lettuce from Moonraker. My new favorite hazy beer.
Yeah, man, you're just a haze machine.
I am a haze machine.
And speaking of Electric Lettuce, guys, just be careful with that Colorado lettuce. Right. Yeah. The shit will fuck you up.
Don't add lettuce to your burger.
I'm fine, but holy shit. Yeah,
if the guy says...
Well, you're a trained professional. So.
If the guy says take really half, listen to the guy when he says take half. Don't be like, go fuck yourself, like, bro.
I was like, you're not the boss of me.
Yeah.
I'm right. I'm twice the woman you are.
Probably take half. You should probably go eat hazy
pops. Oh, yeah. I
some hazies.
Yeah.
I did not drink anything along with it because I was like, jacked. I didn't mix.
You should add some hazies with that.
It was pretty funny because I was like, how long does it last? I was like trying to Google like when I was going to come out of it. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Holy so you're moly. At the paranoia stage. That's not good.
Yeah, only a touch of paranoia, though. Like, I was just scared that that I was going to fly higher. And I didn't want to go any higher. I was like, I'm high enough. Good. I don't want to go any higher.
Were you hugging the carpet or what's going on?
No, I wasn't at the, you know, attaching myself to the ground so I wouldn't fall off the face of the earth stage at all.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I'm sorry. Nobody... Did you just say the earth was flat?
Were you afraid you sent something really weird in an untapped DM and you're like, oh my God, what did I do?
Well, it was funny because I was asking my friend, I was like, hey, it was the next day. I'm like, hey, was I cool yesterday? And she was like, yeah, why? Cool. And I was like, okay, good. Because I wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure. I was hoping that like I was remembering everything because I felt like I was trying really hard to be like cool. Hey, that I would have been like overcompensating.
Like Marin cool?
Yeah. That 1970s Marin cool? You wasted your buzz on worrying about if you were cool or not. That's what you did.
I really did.
Everyone's like, just enjoy it. And you're like, no. Do I look cool right now? Am I cool right now? Like, yes, you're cool right now. No,
not that kind of cool. I mean, like, I know. I was just trying to make sure I wasn't being weird.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't like rub anyone the wrong way or accidentally say something like political that made everyone mad or whatever.
Elvis Presley is a lie. Elvis Presley was never actually a person. You know that, right? There was never an Elvis Presley.
Well, I was helping with dinner and I just kind of felt like every step of the way, like someone would say, oh, hey, Stacey, can you? I'd be like, yeah, I can. What, do you need? Like, what do you need me to do? Like, I'm good. And they're just like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, you can chill. I just wanted a napkin.
Just chop this parsley.
Why don't you go play PlayStation over there and we'll take care of dinner? That's okay.
Does this cheese grater smell like feet to you?
This isn't the same cheese grater from the nail place, right?
Wait, is this the same cheese grater? Oh my God.
So this was, I took the gummy before, the day before the nail thing. And I decided to not open the bag again. I was like, that was enough. No. I'm good.
I wonder
you only
how,
have to touch a open, you know, a,
I wonder
a
how well
once.
I haven't heard from anyone that's like done some hardcore experimenting with these gummies and beer. Like what happened? Like is beer, what does beer do? Like if you have gummies and you're like, I'm gonna get fucked up and just start downing beers, like what's gonna happen?
I'm pretty sure I would have just fallen asleep.
Yeah,
I almost fallen asleep with that.
I had a little bit of wine with dinner.
I had a little bit of wine with dinner, and I was like, "Shit!" And then I was like, "Hey, can I have an espresso before I leave? Like, I need to counteract
the most caffeine. All the caffeine you have in this establishment, you're like Ron Swanson. Yeah. Swanson ordering
just fucked
steak.
Me up."
Her sister had an espresso machine, so I was like, double hit me with that.
I need a lot.
Good.
Two times.
Yeah.
Three times.
Anyhow, for those of you who are not affiliated, or not affiliated, I'm not trying to use the word affiliated. For those of you who are not familiar with Colorado dispensaries, just take it easy. I'm not a small person, and it jacked me up.
Yeah, you gotta figure out if you're an upper or downer first of all.
Well, it was just supposed to like relax me.
Well, then you had a downer, so you need the upper, so you get all woohoo.
Yeah, so you can like get some shit done, like get the laundry done at least or something.
Right.
Well, I felt like I was getting some stuff done internally.
Yeah, you're figuring.
Then you had a downer.
Yeah. But people were still trying to interact with me and I didn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do right now.
But everyone said that I was fine. So
yeah, they're just being nice.
I don't know if they were just being nice.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Everybody's been talking.
I'm petting your head. You can't see me.
I'm gonna take these gummies away from you now, but you're fine. You're fine.
Any more beers, Nick?
Oh crap! I forgot. I think I had some therapist.
No way.
I know. Shocking.
First time, right?
I could, if I have time, I'll go to the garage and see what's left on the workbench.
Hey, I'm going to bring you one of those gummies and you just slam a therapist and take one of those and tell me how it goes.
Yeah, see what happens.
Fuck yeah.
Then get a Starbucks order.
I got you.
Get a Starbucks? No. Starbucks. I will not get a Starbucks.
No, he's just going to go on the journey and see where it ends.
All right.
Therapist.
Maybe Jesus coffee before Starbucks.
Oh, what is that place called? The Jesus Jesus Cafe? Yeah, Cup of Joy. Cup of God. That's what I call it.
Cup of God. Okay.
Yeah. No offense to anybody who loves Cup of Joy.
Hey. I had Mongo from Pizza Port Brewing because it's a cheap double IPA. One. Hey, yeah, it's Nick and I know as market shoppers, this is the the cheapest double IPA they got there at the market. It's like $2.99, 16-ounce can, double IPA. I'm like, you suckers, you don't know what you have right now. So I could just make a 6-pack of double IPAs.
Oh, you could really clean house on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really could.
Yeah, you idiots.
Idiot.
I probably the market's probably gonna have to close soon because I'm buying so many Mongo
you're gonna
IPAs.
Bankrupt them.
Yeah,
with
like,
your 10% off discount purchase.
Can't handle the 10% off your IPAs, man. Like I know it. I wanted to do
it. Can you lease buy something from the deli?
No.
Or one of our ready-made desserts.
Learn to make some real salsa. Maybe I will buy something from the deli. Oh,
shrimp salsa. If you haven't had the shrimp salsa, you're missing out.
Really? Is that good?
Oh, yes. It's amazing.
What? Do they have a pre-made in the cold section, or you have to ask?
They started pre-packing it. It used to be in the fresh deli, but now they pre-pack. But it's house packaged. It's not bought from somebody else.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like they got like a house bean dip and a house hummus.
Yeah, they're better than the Whole Foods deli. Oh my God, the Whole Foods deli takes forever.
They do.
Don't get something from the Whole Foods deli like fresh because it'll like take 20 minutes to cut some.
The market has the best.
Yeah, they're annoyed.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, you want cut turkey? I'm like, yeah, that's like super basic deli operation. And they're like, all right, well, we're gonna be here for the next half.
Can I just
hour.
Give you a slab?
We're gonna be in a journey, you and I.
You ever worked a slicer? Come back here, sir.
Oh,
cut your
own. God, what have I done? I've asked for sliced turkey at Whole Foods. I made a huge mistake in my life.
But causing a scene.
Yeah. That's my been caught drinking. I stood in front of a Whole Foods deli for about 20 minutes for some fucking turkey.
Man.
What a mistake. I'll never make it again.
If Mikey has any gray hairs, that's why.
Yep. Right there, also had some Hoppy Poppy IPA. Hoppy Poppy.
It's no like way. Seinfeld You're like
reference.
Really going.
That's not a Seinfeld reference.
Back there.
Yep. Big Mountain. Go for it.
Like, I have never, ever purchased Fig Mountain.
What? Why not?
I've had it. I've been had offered it. I've tasted it. Why not? There's just nothing remarkable about any other beer.
It's a
to me.
Fine enough beer. And it's
remarkably mediocre.
And it's one of their cheaper 6-packs of IPAs.
Yeah, it's cheap because it's not good.
Well, it's fine. It's actually quite adequate.
It's fine.
It's not bad.
I'm willing to revisit it, I guess.
Yeah, you go revisit it.
Fig Mountain has never impressed me.
General Sherman IPA, it's from a brewery called Tioga Sequoia. You may remember it in our history books of the Perfect Four. And
do we have a history book?
Yep. And Clear Socks and Sandals, Humble Sea IPA, their Socks and Sandals series, very popular. This is a clear version. It's a West Coast IPA. And now the market has Humble Sea. It used to be just Out of the Barrel was the only place in Fresno that had Hennessy. But now the Market has it.
Are the socks clear or the sandals? No,
just sandals. I don't wear socks with my flip flops. That's not. I mean, Rad Stacy, as a woman, is that a huge turnoff when a man is wearing socks with their flip flops or Birkenstocks or is wearing socks with Birkenstocks okay? Is that bad?
I don't like it.
No, see.
Yeah, I'm not a fan at all. It's pretty weird.
I agree. So never wear socks with your flip-flops, your sandals, your Birkenstocks, anything. Open toe, just don't do it.
It's actually reminding me of an airport interaction. It wasn't an interaction because I did not speak to this woman, but she was wearing those like toe socks things. Yeah. Do you remember those?
No. Individually. With flip-flops. Covered toes.
Yeah, and I was like, get the fuck out of there with those. It was very weird. Did you beat her up? Flip-flops.
Did you like it? Did you punch her in the face or?
I did not. Oh. But we did show share very close proximity to each other on the escalator.
Right.
And I was like, man, this bitch better not touch me with those freaking toe socks.
I could take her out right now and nobody would stop me.
Get her caught.
They'd be like, yeah, that's cool. I see her toes, socks. You can kill her. It's fine.
I was like, man, we're gonna be stuck on this freaking people mover together. Your toes.
The ghetto bird is hardcore on my block right now. Something's happening.
Oh man, you're like up in the nice area.
Oh, I hear sirens.
That's
Nick.
Right.
Sirens.
We're heavily patrolled up here.
You hear sirens, Nick?
Finally, something happens in your neighborhood.
Some shit's going down. It's usually my neighborhood. Somebody tried to jump the fence at the junior high here.
Fuck, let's bring him down.
Burying M80s.
Yep.
Sending him off.
There was a car fire in front of Mama Mia's last night.
What?
That's fun.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, I heard
that's
sirens.
That's a normal freaking Tuesday night.
Normal.
Well, they're probably at Mama Mia's. They're probably at 1920 and they just like were there forever. And
they're revving too hard.
Yeah. They're revving. Have some cheers.
Cheers to the Fresno PD. They've already handled the situation. The helicopter's gone.
They've already shut it down. Took them 1 minute.
1 minute, 37 seconds.
They caught the bastard.
Yeah. Cheers to Courtneau. I recently interacted with her on the social media. She's still out there in the world.
Hi, Courtneau.
And I don't know if I forgot last week or haven't done it yet, but cheers to the brother. He had a birthday recently.
Yeah.
He's another year older.
Happy birthday, brother.
We did that already. But, yeah, it deserves a second cheers.
Perfect.
Rad Stacy.
My memory's working perfectly then.
Nice.
Sorry, Elvis took over the last half last week, so you're forgiven for forgetting about all that.
Cheers to everyone who has contributed to Style Watch for 2024. Continue to reach out to me with any other little tidbits. I love it. Thank you so much. And actually, people who are listening, I didn't know we're listening. So
double and triple IPA tall boys. We better have it.
Quad tall boys.
Easy and West Coast.
Let's get beer to wine level so we can just walk around and drink a bottle of wine like soccer moms
that's
do on Sunday.
And
like no big deal.
Yeah, they do that. They fucking drink these freaking high alk wines at like 11 in the morning. And then everyone's like, oh, that's fine. That's normal.
But it's because you're sipping it and you're eating like cheeses and crackers to absorb some of it.
I do that too. Right, I like a good dip. A good hummus.
Well, good hummus with my 10% IPA.
I have a 6.5 IPA at 11 in the morning. I was like, oh my God, what a fucking drunk. What a piece of shit. But there's some woman sitting next to me having a mimosa. And I was like, oh, that's fun. A mimosa. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I also want to give a huge... Shut up. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Is she ignoring us?
Yeah, I think she's just...
I can't believe she's ignoring us.
She's wisely moving on. And that has to be acknowledged. Like,
listen,
hey,
all
somebody's
I
doing
do
something
is
wise.
Drink champagne on the weekends. I just feel like you're calling me out. with my cheeses.
No, we're not calling you
all
out.
All day, er day?
All we're doing is trying to normalize having beer in the morning.
Like, yeah. I don't know why that's not normal. Point. I mean, it's normal for me.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm just saying, like, everyone else gets to be, like, cool to have beer early in the
day.
Listen,
you just need to identify as that cool person and just do it.
Wow.
So I should just...
Thank you. Welcome to my TED Talk. Thank you.
Fuck your job.
Just stay off... Stay off social media and just have a good time with yourself.
Have a good time with yourself. Don't check in until after 5, but know in your heart that you've been drinking since 10.
Well,
it's fine.
I'll just go in on Snapchat and be real on Snapchat. That's where I'm real.
That's where the real is on Snapchat.
Nobody judges me on Snapchat.
TikTok. Everybody forgot about Snapchat.
Yeah,
it's true. I joined Snapchat for my birthday a few years ago, and I tried to use it for a hot minute, and I was like, I don't understand. I just didn't like it.
I don't get it.
I mean, I got it, but I just didn't like it.
Yeah. I'm there. A trench run 22 something. I don't know. I forget.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I'm deadly serious. You know how many pool pics I've gotten on my Snapchat this year that nobody's seen? Like zero. Like Snapchat, you can see like who's
like
looked at it.
Like if there's a negative number.
Yeah, they're like minus 5 people have looked at this. I'm like, wait, how does this happen?
We took views away from you.
Yeah, we're like, no. Like the first 5 people that see this aren't going to actually see this because we took away views. Like, damn it.
Okay, so I'm just going to finish up my cheers.
Sorry.
Just really quick. Just ignore me. You're fine. A huge shout out and cheers to my good friends, B Rounds and Brittany over in Pismo. They are opening up a craft beer and cocktail bar in Pismo called The Break.
Nice.
Yeah, called The Break. And I've known about it for a while. And so I'm really, really excited that they have finally been able to announce it. And it's going to be on Dolliver Street, 841 Dolliver. So keep an eye out for that. Follow them on Instagram. I'm so fucking stoked for these people. They're just absolutely wonderful folks. And I know that they're going to do bomb. They're in downtown
Dolliver.
Pismo. So I'm excited.
How far is it from the boardroom?
Pretty close.
This is how I judge Pismo. Like, all right, so like, where is it from the boardroom?
It is, well, you know where Pomeroy is, right? So if you're going toward the beach and boardroom is on the left.
Right.
Okay. So the Break is going to be off of Pomeroy, but to the right, like that for like Dolliver is that first street you hit if you're going down toward the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the cinnamon roll place is?
Yeah.
It's close to that.
Okay. Cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon roll.
Is there a surf shop next to it?
Is there a what?
Is there a surf shop next to it at all?
I think there's a surf shop next to everything.
That was the joke, Brad Stacey.
Every other building is a surf shop.
Surf shop.
Yeah, I mean, it's just north of the bowling alley that has 6 lanes.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever bowled at Pismo Bowl, but it is a rockin' good time. So I'm, again, just super excited. It's a great little spot to be.
Nice.
Harry's is basically right in between where this is going to be and where the boardroom is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, you can just have yourself a time in Pismo. Yeah,
and the Moose Lodge, which I'm a member of.
Oh,
so Moose.
You can be my plus one at the Moose if you call me ahead of time.
McGillicuddy?
Is it Mises?
Mises, going after the Mises. So yeah, cheers to them.
All right.
And cheers to you guys. And cheers to Colin and Shane for their amazing hospitality last Thursday. So I loved amazing. It. I've traveled a lot, man. It's been great.
Yeah, you need to stop that.
Hanging out with folks. Not I won't stop.
You're making us look bad.
Let's chill out.
I like places.
Now the producer's like, all right, Stacey's going all over the place. Why aren't we going over?
Yeah, why aren't you, man? God, you know what? Let the producer take you somewhere.
Yeah. Me somewhere.
You should just let her take you. Yep. Whisk you away. Sweep you off your feet.
All you have to do is take me to my backyard. And I'm like, sweet.
You're like, I have arrived. I have arrived.
Yep. I'm like, oh, my favorite place in the world. Thank you very much.
And the ice cooler is full of hazies.
Perfect. Yeah. Ooh, cool. How about some peanut butter IPAs? And then
somebody created my dream day drinking scenario.
Yeah, just throw some IPAs in the pool. Let me go dive for them.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
What a day. What a day for me.
A dream.
The ultimate dive bar.
Oh,
wow.
Cheers to the golden gods of the perfect poor that donate money every show.
I quit the show.
You just put the image of
we've chased off another one.
Put the image of Mikey jumping in his pool for IPAs and hazies. I'm done. Done with the show. All right, now that image is in my head. The golden gods of the show that give us money every month on the Patreon. If you would like to become a golden god, it's there available to you. We've got links to everything in the show notes. Links to everything at perfectpoorpod.com. If you're ever looking for the links of things, that's where they are.
Yeah, content that you get as a Patreon supporter is so clutch. Have no idea what you're missing out on.
All clutch all the time. The episodes are bangers only, and
that was last year, Mikey. Yeah. That was last year.
Oh, damn it.
Nothing but bangers is over.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
I thought it was still last year. It's this year now?
It's this year now.
Oh, okay. Well,
the year of bangers is over.
Oh, man. But thank you, Golden Gods, and thank you, everyone that shares in the show and the Friday night Zoomers. I went on the Friday night Zoom. Look at me.
Did you?
What?
Yeah, I went on there. Which I freaking love, by the way. I'm not ranting here. The Friday night Zoomers, they're just like, it's only mildly interesting that one of us get on there. They're like, they've got their own ecosystem.
Oh, yeah.
They have their completely own ecosystem. So a perfect poor personality coming in is just like, okay, hey, how's it going? Anyway, so what else?
Yeah, I for sure feel like I'm throwing a wrench in when I go on.
Okay. Oh, Mikey's here from the perfect bar. Great.
Yeah, I don't say anything.
they're a little bit more excited when I go on.
Yeah, Rad Stacey's more excited than me. They're just like, Mikey. He's gonna make some sort of perfect poor joke. Okay, go ahead, Mikey. What's your perfect poor reference? Oh, did you hear me do all this
about my ultimate dive bar?
Did you hear me do all the stuff on the show today? They're like, yeah, we heard, that was really cool, Mikey. I'm like, thanks, guys. So,
okay, bye.
Okay, bye. No, but I just love that the Friday night Zoom, everyone that gets together and hangs out, they're like completely don't need us at all. They're like,
oh no, they absolutely do not. You're right about their own ecosystem, and I think it's rad that they do that every Friday. Yes. And I wish that I had the I just need to put it in my calendar, to be totally honest, because I just kind of forget. Mm-hmm. So I could be doing nothing, like sitting on the couch going, man, I'm bored. And I just you know, one of you send me a message, say, hey, get on.
Get on there.
And then I might.
I mean, I'm busy, but you.
I may just be doing fucking nothing.
Yeah.
And looking Matt, for something to do. So remind me.
Matt, if you're Matt, if you're listening, get on there. Like, you'll be welcome. Everyone will be welcome. I'm not saying you're not. Everyone that listens to the show will be welcome on the Friday night Zooms. I'm just saying they don't need the perfect pour anymore. They're their own entity at this point.
Yeah. Which is awesome. And they always ask after Matt too. So Matt, if you are listening, you should join.
Yeah.
And let him know that you're good.
Matt used to get on there probably more than Nick and I did. So there's no reason he can't still do it. So, but if you're looking, look at the link. There's a link to the
Zoom.
No, there's a Zoom link, but on the Discord. Like, there's a link to the Discord, and then somebody usually will post the details you need on the Zoom, all the Zoom numbers you need for on the Discord. And if nobody has, then you can say on the Discord, "Hey, bro, give me the details," and somebody will do it. So.
Give me the beer deets.
Yeah. So, big cheers to Friday chatting. Night Zoom. Cheers to everyone that listens to the show. See, I refrain from getting a fourth beer. Look at me. I'm responsible. My boss will be proud of me tomorrow. I'll be only...
As soon as you get off, you're going to go grab one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to go find something. Find something in that fridge. I don't care if I'll get from the bad beer drawer. I'll do it. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week.
Yes.
Be safe.
Sure.
Be safe. No, everyone be safe. Number one.
Okay.
But once you've established a safe period, like once you've got that gummy, you've established like a window.
Take it in the safe space.
Yeah, got in the safe space around you. Have that gummy. So have some fun. But but even whether it's a gummy, IPA, peanut butter, or stout, first you got to what?
Got to check your dates.
Yeah, check your dates on the gummies too.